Thanks again for tuning in to The Good Stuff. We're Mike and Kim Birds, glad to be your hosts today here on your local radio station. And reminding you, Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to find 50 things to do in Cherry County. And to do that, go to visitvalentine.com. The National Scenic Niobrara River, number one in the Midwest in river adventures, and top 10 in the USA from Backpack Magazine for tubing, kayak, and canoes. And don't miss the Nebraska Star Party coming up this summer. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
You know, it's time to pause for a minute. And if you do, you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News, the commercial cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com.
The Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is in its last week, and the world-famous Bucking Horse Sale invites you to the Josh Turner concert coming up on the 16th. On May 17th, they'll have a trade show, horse races, wild horse race, the rodeo grand entry, and of course, the Orrin Murray Permit Challenge. Lots of things going on there. Also, the 18th and 19th filled up with the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, finishing up this weekend in Mile City, Montana.
Bob Jansen of Crookston, Nebraska, has sent this in to us here at The Good Stuff. A young man got engaged and was excited to show off his bride. My, said to his mother, I'm going to bring three girls home and I want you to guess which one is my fiance. 20 minutes later, he walked in the door with three girls behind him. His mother immediately pointed at one girl and without blinking said, it's that one. Holy cow, he exclaimed. How in the world did you know that? I just don't like her.
Ooh, that's not a good way to start.
Nope.
This was something sent into The Good Stuff from J.D. Seibert. I once had me a teacher well weathered by his looks and the knowledge that he gave us we could not learn from books. We sat in spurs and saddles instead of desks and chairs, roping and branding cattle and tendin' to cowboy affairs. He taught us from example and by the sweat upon his brow, all the knowledge of the horse and the ways of the cow. He bridled and he guided and broke us along the way, as he spurred us ever onward, day after day. He taught us to be straight shooters and to always ride for the brand, and these were lessons that I learned during the schooling of a hand. J.D. Seibert sent that little short one in, but pretty important.
That's right. And here is a poem. It's called Life's Dance. It's written, it's an original piece by Kevin Reese, who, of course, was originally from Valentine. He is now passed on, but I wanted to share it. It's called Life's Dance. My love, I want to dance with you again in a dance hall or the street, like when our bodies were in time and we were light on our feet. I want to dance with our kids, too, while they are still at home, till the time has come and we have found dance partners of their own. Even then, I'll still want to dance with them now and then, to dance life's dance of love and joy, like the dance we danced back when. But you, you're not just my one true love, you're also my best friend, so I truly love to dance with you like when we first began. I really want to dance with you every day till our last year. I want to dance life's dance with you to the tune only we can hear. Again, Kevin Reese of Valentine.
I know we're past Mother's Day, but this has something to do with a mother, so do that count?
We can always do something to lift up moms or dads.
Okay, Bob John sent this one in to us. Name that baby.
Okay.
Well, when a woman discovered that she was pregnant, her 4-year-old son overheard his parents' conversation about possible baby names. He didn't say anything until about a week later when a family friend asked him if he was excited about the prospect of a new brother or sister. Yes, said the boy, and I know what they're going to name it. If it's a girl, her name will be called Emily. And if it's another boy, like me, they're going to call it quits.
Very cute. Very cute. Hey, thank you so much. We're tickled that you're here. Remember, you can send things to us as well to have on The Good Stuff. You just send it to Kim H. Burge. That's B-U-R-G-E. Kim H. Burge at gmail.com to get your items on The Good Stuff. It can be original. It can be something you found. It can be something you were cleaning cupboards out and came across.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.